head up to the cliffs and did not even turn to look at the battle lines. "Aren't you going to watch the battle? I need someone to watch the battle." Didactylos was sitting on a rock, his hands folded on his stick. "Oh, hello," said Brother bitterly. "Welcome to Omnia."
"It helps if you're philosophical about it," said Didactylos. "But there's no reason to fight."
"Yes, there is. Honour and revenge and duty and, well, things like that."
"Do you really think so? I thought philosophers were supposed to be logical."
Didactylos shrugged.
"Well, the way I see it, logic is only a way of being ignorant by numbers.
I thought it would all be over when Vorbis was dead."
Didactylos stared into his inner world.
"It takes a long time for people like Vorbis to die. They leave echoes in history."
"I know what you mean."
"How's Urn's steam machine?" said Didactylos.
"I think he's a bit upset about it," said Brother.
Didactylos cackled and banged his stick on the ground.
"He's learning. Everything works both ways."
"It should do," said Brother.
Something like a golden comet sped across the sky of the Discworld. Om soared like an eagle, buoyed up by the freshness, by the strength of the belief. For as long as it lasted, anyway. Belief this hot, this desperate, never lasted long. Human minds could not sustain it, but while it did last, he was strong. The central spire of Cori Celesti rises up from the mountains at the hub, 10 vertical miles of green ice and snow, topped by the turrets and domes of Dun Manifesting. There the gods of the Discworld live. At the least, any god who is anybody. And it is strange that although it takes years of effort and work and scheming for a god to get there, once there they never seem to do a lot apart from drink too much and indulge in a little mild corruption. Many systems of government follow the same broad lines. They play games. They tend to be very simple games because gods are easily bored by complicated things. It is strange that while small gods can have one aim in mind for millions of years, are, in fact, one aim, large gods seem to have the attention span of the common mosquito. And style? If the gods of the Discworld were people, they would think that three plastered ducks is a bit avant-garde. There was a double door at the end of the main hall. It rocked to a thunderous knocking. The gods looked up vaguely from their various preoccupations, shrugged and turned away. The doors burst inward. Om strode through the debris, looking around with the air of one who has a search to complete and not a lot of time to do it in.
"Right," he said.
Io, god of thunder, looked up from his throne and waved his hammer threateningly.
"Who are you?"
Om strode towards the throne, picked up Io by his toga, and gave a quick jab with his forehead. Hardly anyone really believes in thunder gods anymore.
"How?" "Listen, friend, I've got no time for talking to some panty waster in a sheet. Where's the gods of Ephebe and Tassort?"
Io, clutching at his nose, waved vaguely towards the centre of the hall.
"You didn't have to do that,"
he said reproachfully. Om strode across the hall. In the centre of the room was what at first looked like a round table, and then looked like a model of the Discworld, turtle, elephants and all, and then, in some undefinable way, looked like the real Discworld, seen from far off, yet brought up close to. There was something subtly wrong about the distances, a feeling of vast space curled up small. But possibly the real Discworld wasn't covered with a network of glowing lines hovering just above the surface, or perhaps miles above the surface. Om hadn't seen this before, but he knew what it was. Both a wave and a particle, both a map and the place mapped. If he focused on the tiny glittering dome on top of the tiny Cori Celesti, he would undoubtedly see himself looking down on an even smaller model, and so on, down to the point where the universe coiled up like the tail of an ammonite, a kind of creature that lived millions of years ago and never believed in any gods at all. The gods clustered around it, watching intently. Om elbowed aside a minor goddess of plenty. There were dice floating just above the world, and a mess of little clay figures and gaming counters. You didn't need to be even slightly omnipotent to know what was going on.
"He hit my nose."
Om turned around.
I never forget a face, friend. Just take